This is North Shore Today for Wednesday, February 28, 2018. Mary Marcos writes in today's Salem News that neighbors had a lot of questions about a proposed 135-unit condominium planned for the old J.B. Thomas Hospital building in Peabody, but there weren't a lot of answers. The proposed four-story development, now in its infant stages, calls for one- and two-bedroom condos for people ages 55 and older. The building was previously home to Cure Health Boston North, a 50-bed hospital that announced its closing in August 2017. Hemisphere Development Group, LLC, a subsidiary of a Chinese company, bought the property shortly thereafter. This is the company's first project in the U.S. The hospital, situated in a residential neighborhood on King Street, was the original home of the former city-run J.B. Thomas Hospital. It has been the site of a medical facility for more than a century. More in the story written by Mary Marcos in today's Salem News. There are two local stories involving school safety. Bill Newell reports.
Rick, our first school story comes from Swampscott, where Swampscott Superintendent Pamela Angelakis has addressed the reason behind the Stanley School Elementary principal's temporary leave of absence, which comes in the wake of the principal's transgender announcement. Gayla Colley writes on today's front page of the Daily Item of Lynn that Stanley School Principal Shannon Daniels, formerly Tom Daniels, who became the school's principal in 2012, was not in school on Monday or Tuesday. Schools were closed last week for February vacation. There was also a police presence at the school. Quote, I had conversations with the principal last week in which she reported receiving messages that she considered hurtful relative to her recent announcement and the media attention that it received. Angelakis wrote that in a correspondence to the school community. We mutually agreed that the principal would take a few days off when school reopened and that we would meet this week. That meeting takes place today. In another school story from Linfield, an alleged threat was made against Linfield High School earlier this week. At this time, Adam Swift writes in the Daily Item of Lynn that there is no direct evidence of any credible threat or safety to the students. Late Monday afternoon, quote, we were made aware that a student was overheard making a general nonspecific threat against the safety of the Linfield High School, according to an email statement. The police department and Linfield police, along with the Essex County District Attorney Office, began an investigation. Yesterday, MSO News Sports talked with Essex County Sheriff Kevin Coppinger, the former police chief in the city of Lynn, on a general topic of school safety.
First and foremost, I think we just need to, every community should be working closely with their school department and their police department to provide proper procedures. God forbid they ever have a shooting. They should train together. They should sit, first of all, they should sit down and talk about it, come up with a plan, make sure everybody's on the same page, and train. School resource officers are probably one of the best things I've ever seen during my law enforcement career. Put the officers in the schools and let them become an asset to the schools. Let them become known to the students and then become friendly with the students so they can take care of a lot of these things. It's training, but you have to have it across the board. You can't be, we'll do it over this school, but not over this school. There's so much there.
Essex County Sheriff Kevin Coppinger. For North Shore Today, MSO News Sports, I'm Bill Newell. Rick?
All righty, Bill, thank you, sir. Dustin Luca is reporting in today's Salem News. F.W. Webb's proposal to build a showroom on Bridge Street in Salem was almost immediately met by condemnation from neighbors on Tuesday night, just like the opposition heard during the company's original expansion proposal 2 years ago. Webb officials presented the plans for a 6,180-square-foot showroom facility at a neighborhood meeting held at First Church on Tuesday night. The proposal targets 311 Bridge Street, now occupied by Alpha Auto. More than 60 people turned out to hear the proposal, and several of them regulars from deliberations on Webb's proposals back in 2016. The project would take over a somewhat triangularly shaped parcel next to the Universal Steel property central to the company's past proposal. Those expansion plans on the rest of its property are still stalled in court after initial appeals were filed in November 2016. More on the story in today's Salem News. This is North Shore Today on MSO News Sports.